The United States has canceled more than 1,000 visas this month alone given to Chinese students. The Trump administration alleges they have ties to China's military. This is the most dramatic step the U.S. has yet taken to counter what it says is a concerted Chinese espionage effort. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Aaron is a Beijing native but spent the last 7 years in the U.S., first as a high school student and now as a rising college senior in sociology. Then, on September 9th, he received an email from the U.S. State Department.
I opened it, and it basically just says, because of some new information that we recently received, your visa has been revoked.
Aaron was one of more than 1,000 Chinese students and researchers who lost their visas that day because the State Department said they were, quote, high risk. We're not using his full name because he fears he may face discrimination and further suspicion in the U.S. This comes after a May executive order in which President Trump said the U.S. would cancel student visas for anyone with direct connections to China's military. Here's John Demers, the Assistant Attorney General at the Department of Justice's National Security Division, speaking at a conference in September about the PLA, China's military.
These researchers are told by the Chinese government when they fill out their applications not to disclose their affiliation with the PLA. These are really parts of a program on the part of the Chinese government and of direction on the part of the Chinese government.
Just this July, four Chinese researchers in the U.S. were accused of concealing their work for the Chinese military when applying for American visas. One temporarily took refuge in China's San Francisco consulate. Aaron was confused, though. He'd spent high school and college in the U.S. What military links could he have? Racking his brains, Aaron realized his Chinese identification documents listed his permanent address as the campus of a Chinese defense university.
Because my grandma and my grandfather were professors there, so I have been living with them when I was in kindergarten and elementary school, and I went to kindergarten and elementary school affiliated to the university. That was the only connection I have with the university.
Aaron's predicament is common. Many of China's best elementary, middle, and high schools are affiliated with state universities, but their students often have no link to the university itself.
It was a bit ridiculous, to be honest, because I was just like, yeah, I posed a national threat because I went to elementary school there.
Those who study the intersection of Chinese and U.S. higher education say a tiny subset of the more than 360,000 Chinese students in the U.S. may actually be a national security concern. But revoking visas could be catastrophic for America's efforts to attract Chinese research talent. Matt Sheehan is a fellow at the Paulson Institute, which studies the U.S.-China relationship. He says about a third of the advanced work in artificial intelligence in the U.S. is done by Chinese nationals.
There's no precise way to measure the national security costs versus the benefits of Chinese researchers in our ecosystem. But given that they're contributing to about one-third of the top AI research output, it's tough to imagine that that is outweighed by the industrial espionage cases that we've seen to date.
Fien says the U.S. crackdown may lead Chinese researchers to go elsewhere.
I think our policymakers have kind of been lulled into believing that the way that we treat immigrants and the way that we treat incoming researchers doesn't matter because they'll come here no matter what. But people are no longer forced to study in the U.S. if they want to stay at the forefront.
Aaron's story has sort of a happy ending. About 2 weeks after his visa was revoked, the State Department told Aaron they'd made a mistake. It reinstated his visa and told him he could go back to the U.S. once COVID restrictions eased. But he's now wary of having anything to do with the U.S.
I am not staying in the States because it's just, it seems like they can do whatever. Like, they can just take my visa any moment and then they can kick me out of the country. And I really don't want to have to deal with that again.
Instead, Aaron says he's now aiming to work in the European Union. And if they don't want him there either, well, there's always China. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.